From NPR and Chicago Public Radio, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Colonel Castle, and here's your host at the Chase Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Carl. Thank you. We've got a great show for you today. But first, I have to say the news of late has not been good. A lot of defeats, setbacks, a lot of people wanting to throw in the towel, which is why it is so inspiring, really, that one man, one beleaguered fighter for what he thinks is right, has heeded Winston Churchill's admonition to never give up, never, ever, ever. That's right, Judge Roy Pearson, who unsuccessfully sued a Washington, D.C. dry cleaner for $54 million because he says they lost his pants, has filed an appeal. That's right, you go, Judge Pearson, you go. Somebody needs to stand up for those people who cannot stand up because they have no pants. Time for you listening to show some of that same courage. Give us a call. Also, maybe delusion. The number 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924.
Luckily, he still has lots of briefs.
He does. It's time to welcome our first listener contestant. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Kate McGrath-Ellis from Missoula, Montana.
Hey, Kate, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm fine. I was in Missoula one fortunate weekend of my life. So beautiful out there.
It is gorgeous. It's very hot, though.
Is it really?
Yes.
Well, that makes up for the 8-foot snowdrifts in the winter, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Kate, let me introduce you to our panel this week. First, say hello to comedian Paul Provenza.
Hi. Hello, Kate. How are you? You sound very chipper.
Thank you. I am very chipper.
Good.
Next, say hello to the deputy managing editor of the Houston Chronicle and notorious blogger, Ms. Kiri O'Connor.
Hi, Kiri.
Hi, Kate.
Also say hello to a writer for the Boston Globe and author of the recent book, Moving the Chains, Tom Brady and the Pursuit of Everything, Mr. Charlie Pierce.
Hi, Tom.
Hi, Kate.
Kate, you're going to play Who's Carl This Time? Carl Castle, right now, will open the show with three quotations from the week's news. Your job, of course, correctly explain or identify two of them. Do that, you'll win our prize. Ready
Great.
To go?
Good to go.
All right, here is your first quote.
Wimps. Wimps.
That was the name that House Minority Leader John Boehner called those members of his own party who dared to disagree with the president about what?
Was it the Iraq War?
Yes, indeed, the Iraq War. Very good. Things are so bad in Iraq that some of the president's staunchest allies in his own party are demanding a new strategy. And the GOP responded, the new strategy will be calling each other names. Administration insiders say that if these people do not get back in line, their congressional leaders will start talking about their cooties. Meanwhile, the White House issued an interim report on the 18 benchmarks the Iraqi government was supposed to meet by this time. They did not meet a single one of them, but, as the president bragged in a press conference on Thursday, they had made progress on 8 of them. The president then pointed out that he never actually achieved anything he was supposed to do either, and he ended up being president.
One of the clearest marks on the bench is the one carved into it that says, Maliki eats dirt.
Terrifying, terrifying. Very good. Kate, here is your next quote.
Lyndon loved everybody, and more than half the world is women. I do know that he wanted me most.
That was a woman giving us her stock answer to questions of how she managed to deal with her prominent husband's many alleged infidelities. She died this week at the age of 93. Who?
That would be Lady Bird Johnson.
Lady Bird Johnson, indeed. Very good. Mrs. Johnson was revered during her time as second lady, wife of the vice president, then first lady, then as a private citizen, as an elegant and kind lady who endured a tremendous amount with quiet dignity. Among the things she endured, being married to a man who rather famously could not keep his pants on. She refused to even address the issue till long after he
died. In almost any circumstances, I would point out.
Yes.
Not necessarily conjugal.
Well, he was famous for dropping his pants.
Yes.
The slightest thing. Prescott, he talked to the press, he'd drop his pants.
Well, yes, you got to show him the scars.
Exactly. She refused to even address the issue until long after her husband had died, and as far as anybody knows, she never confronted him about it. Male politicians everywhere mourned her passing, regretting they just don't make them like that anymore. Interesting thing about Lady Bird Johnson, she hated her own nickname, which she had since she was a toddler. Apparently the story is, do you know the story?
Back when she was a chick?
Yes, when she was a little chick. Her egg cracked. She was a little toddler. The nurse came in and said, oh, isn't she as pretty as a ladybird? And that's how she got her name.
Which is a ladybug.
Is it?
Yes. A ladybird is another name for a ladybug.
I did not know that. Mm-hmm. She said, I was a baby, and I was in no position to protest. Very good. Here's your last quote, Cake.
I'm a lot more like Lorena Bobbitt than Hillary. If he does something like that, I'm walking away with one thing, and it's not alimony. Trust me.
That was the wife of Louisiana Republican Senator David Vitter. She was speaking some years ago about what she would do if her husband were to stray. Mr. Vitter, we presume, is investing right now in some Kevlar underwear. Because his name showed up where?
Oh, my gosh, I have not a clue.
You have no idea that you didn't hear the story?
I guess I didn't.
I'll tell you the answer. The D.C. Madam's phone list.
Oh,
you heard of this?
Right. I did hear that.
A woman named Deborah Jean Palfrey, who has been charged with running a prostitution ring in Washington, D.C. She's been threatening for months to release her phone records. And this week she did it. And instantly, Senator Vitter issued a preemptive apology. He confessed to, quote, a very serious sin.
But a real good one.
Yeah. Mr. Vitter has not been seen since. And he did, in the midst of this, he's disappeared. Nobody can find him.
He's still nursing his wound.
Yeah, I was going to say. He's trying out for the soprano section of the Mormon Inherited
yes.
Choir.
He's somewhere in a protective crouch, we imagine. But he did get, and this is true, a very nice boost from a friend, a woman named Jeanette Meyer of New Orleans. She said, quote, I want his wife to know he's a good man. I want his children to know he's a good father, unquote. Of course, Ms. Meyer ran a brothel in New Orleans he allegedly frequented. But still, she would know. I mean, wouldn't she? Carl, how did Kate do in our quiz?
Well, Peter, Kate had two correct answers, and that's enough to win our prize.
Very well done, Kate. Congratulations.
Right on. Thank you.